Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. A skier in Yellowstone National Park was bitten and pulled to the ground Tuesday by a young coyote, which was persistent enough in its attack that it had to be driven away by other people. The 43-year-old woman, who Yellowstone's Public Affairs Office declined to identify, is a resident of the park who was out on a cross-country ski tour on the groomed Grand Loop Road near Yellowstone Falls. In the late morning hours, an evidently desperate young coyote with porcupine quills in its face approached the skier from behind. She did not see it coming, and it came up behind her, according to Yellowstone spokeswoman Linda Varess. It bit her in the arm, then she fell down to the ground. While in the tussle with the animal, the woman sustained lacerations and punctures to her head and arm. Varess wasn't sure how long the fight went on, but at some point, a snow coach came upon the scene and its occupants pulled off the attacking animal. Such encounters with coyotes aren't in the nature of the animal, but do happen on rare occasions. Western coyotes rarely exceed 40 pounds, not large enough to do serious damage to a human, and typically feed on rodents, rabbits, and other smaller wildlife species. The woman was taken to a medical facility for treatment of her wounds. Varess wasn't aware if she had received a rabies vaccine as a precaution. Yellowstone Rangers closed the roads, went back to the scene, located the coyote, and killed it. A necropsy of the animal is being completed, including testing for rabies. The position of university president is drawing a lot of interest among job seekers, with over 60 applying to be the next president at the University of Wyoming. University trustees plan to choose a new president in the next month to succeed Lori Nichols, whose contract they chose not to renew in 2019. A search committee plans to divide the 60 applicants into three groups: those to be interviewed, those meriting more discussion, and those out of the running. Video interviews with 10 candidates will begin next week. Trustees plan to make an offer to a finalist in early March, following on-campus interviews with three finalists.
What's it like to kill someone?
Emptiness.
Painful. It doesn't seem real.
There was no intent. It was never supposed to happen.
You don't go out to kill someone.
I keep seeing her head coming through the windshield.
I'm so very sorry.
There's nothing I can do to make it better.
Please, don't drink and drive.
It doesn't change the fact that I'm a killer.
This is Cody Beers with YDOT. A killer is a killer. Never, ever drink and drive.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
A fictitious news story has been circulating on social media claiming a confirmed case of coronavirus in Lander. The story was traced back to a website that purposefully spreads misinformation under the guise of a prank, worldgraynews.com. The site is a fake news generator with apparently any click on a story redirecting the user to a download for malware. A spokesman for the Wyoming Department of Health confirmed again there are no reported cases of the highly contagious virus in Wyoming. There is a total of 5 confirmed cases in the United States, and unless you've recently traveled to China or have had contact with someone recently in that country, the risk thus far is very low. For the latest up-to-date factual information regarding the outbreak, interested people should rely on the Department of Health's website, as they are closely monitoring the outbreak and are updating their page with current information. A state lawmaker seeks to raise the minimum age for legal marriage in Wyoming. Wyoming allows marriage at 16, but people even younger may wed with approval by a parent or guardian and from a judge. A bill banning child marriages failed 31-26 in the Wyoming House in 2019. Democratic Representative Charles Pelkey of Laramie is sponsoring the new bill that would raise the limit to 18 in nearly every scenario, with an exception for juveniles
fully emancipated in the court system. Pelkey says the bill is part of an effort to eliminate child marriage nationwide.
This Look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.